call this meeting of the Department of Event Programming to order on Thursday, March 28th, 2019 at 7:32 p.m. in the Dirk Valley Student Union, room 317. We'll now go into line item two, roll call.
Director Lynch.
Present.
Assistant Director Liu.
Present.
Assistant Director Thummel.
Present.
Programmer Abs.
Present.
Programmer Benora.
Present.
Programmer Killian.
Tardy excused.
Programmer Cannell.
Present.
Programmer Mastrangioli.
Absent excused.
And Programmer White.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Awesome. We'll now move into line item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Gabby?
Great job for Fail Forward Events. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yes, good job. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll move into minutes. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes for March 14th. Assistant Director Thummel.
I move to approve the minutes from March 14th by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion passes. We'll now move into line item five, budget review. Assistant Director Thummel.
Yeah, so I've just been updating the budget lately for all the events we've been having. It's been a while since I've updated it. I'm meeting with Gabby tomorrow to finalize everything. Once it's finalized, I'll post the updated budget on the box for you guys to look at. But so far, everything's looking good. We're pretty much under budget for all the events we've been having lately.
Cool. Any questions about the budget? Seeing none, we'll move into reports. So Programmer Abs.
Okay. I've just been finalizing the stuff for brunch for family weekend. The provost is coming to welcome families, and I asked for an updated quote for 300 people on the food, so I'm just waiting for that, and everything else should be good.
Cool. Any questions for Programmer Abs? Seeing none, Programmer Benora.
So, family weekend is not this weekend, but the weekend after, and it's busy time getting ready for everything. So I've been answering a lot of emails from families. We got the hotel room discount, despite there being a few snafus with that. It should be all good to go. And shirts have been ordered through the Wolf Shop, so that should be good to go. We've also talked to Raul about a texting system, and it looks like we have one that we can use for bowling. It might be a little cumbersome to use, but it also is probably our best option. But I'm still waiting to hear back regarding Remind. He hasn't emailed me back for that. And then also, just make sure you guys are free, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I just kind of wanted to run through like the general hours really quickly, just that way what you can be expecting. So for Friday, it's from 4 to 10 p.m. Saturday, it's going to be around like 9 or 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then Sunday is going to be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And like a more detailed hour by hour will be discussed next week. And that's pretty much all I have.
Cool. Any questions? Seeing none, Programmer White?
Not much, but I did meet with Vice President Bradley and a few other ASUN officers yesterday to do the voting for the awards that were sent out. And so if you did, if you did put someone on there, thank you. It was really difficult. There was a lot of people to talk about for those awards. So if you do go to the banquet, I encourage you to. But those will all be announced then. And then the only other thing is I'm trying to get in contact with the Wolf Shop as far as our towels go because we've never received an invoice, so I'm trying to get that. And I've tried to talk to Corey, but just haven't heard anything back. So once I do, I'll let you know, putting that IPO and then get that to Assistant Director Thummel. So yeah.
Cool. Any questions at all? Seeing none, Programmer Cannell?
I'm working with Maddie Mast for the Diversity Summit speaker, and I actually have an update from her to share since she can't be here. I had to leave early from our meeting with the Joe, so she kind of knows a little bit more about that. Okay, this is from Maddie. Hi, everyone. Sorry I had to miss meeting, but here's my report. Yuna and I met with the Joe yesterday, and everything is pretty squared away. We have room 423 reserved for the green room, and the great room is reserved for the meet and greet. We will have a wireless mic available as well as a microphone stand available for a Q&A. We just need to make sure the time is all set because adult Gabby asked if we can push the speaker up an hour because Matthew, the coordinator, asked if we could do that. Meet and greet will also be after the speaker. And then that's the end of her report. And we just submitted a credit card request for the rider items, possible rider items for the speaker.
You won't need to buy those. Arzo's department is going to buy those.
Okay.
So thank you for doing that. But
perfect.
Don't plan on getting the
getting
credit
the credit card.
Card.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Any questions for Programmer Cannell? Seeing none, Assistant Director Thummel.
No report.
Assistant Director Liu.
So interns, we have a meeting next Tuesday. Just so you know. Secondly, so spring concert tickets are going on sale Monday via the same link that drag show tickets were sold. So just, I might have explained this, but basically for all these events that we're doing selling tickets for, it's the exact same link. We're just putting different items in the store. So it's going to be the exact same link, the exact same everything. And so tickets are going live on Monday, 8 a.m. They're free. Of course, same concept. You have to bring your Wolf card to the event. We're going to check people in. We're going to have Wolf card swipers at the event, so we won't have to highlight. We'll be able to, like, check everyone in. And then we should hopefully have the artists squared away and ready to be announced before or on April 8th. So look forward to that. And then in terms of spring concert, we're gonna start needing to like go shopping and make signage and things like that. So I want to know if there's anyone interested in helping with those things. Okay, I'm ready, Jim. And Lena? Okay, so I'm going to probably be contacting the four of you and get those little things done and squared away. Any
cool.
questions?
Okay, seeing none for my report, before I forget because I didn't write this down, all credit card requests for family weekend need to be submitted by tomorrow. So just make sure, like, run through it with each other that if you need something, make sure that you're, like, submitting those by tomorrow. Please let the record show that, Programmer Killian entered the room at 7:40. and then, after that, so great job to everyone who planned a Fail Forward event. That was really awesome. It's really cool to see us do new things on our campus and to provide new opportunities for students that they haven't really had before, so that was really fun. So great job to all of you who planned that, and great job to the rest of the board for being there and helping out and making a difference in students' like experience here on campus. Next week, I just want to run through this, but if you kept the calendar I gave you last week, you should all have this. Family Weekend and Diversity Speaker Hour by Hours are due next Wednesday by midnight, so please make sure you get those to me, and we'll be going over them at the next meeting. Drag Show and Fail Forward Nevada Box. You need to like upload all the things before next week's meeting. We are meeting next week at 7:30 on April 4th to go over the Hour by Hours for Family Weekend and Diversity Speaker, so that's when you'll get more information on those. Speaking of the Diversity Speaker, we finally announced our speaker. So Noor Tagori is coming to campus, and she's really awesome. She is a Muslim American journalist who's made some like really cool campaigns and done some cool things. Throughout like the country, and she says, yeah, but so she's gonna be really awesome. They don't have to purchase tickets through that site, however, they do people if they want to come into RSVP through a like form on ASUN, and the link has been like on social media. It's in my like bio, and yeah, you'll be good. End of the year reflection and letters. So if you notice on that calendar, I added something, and it's due on April 14th by midnight, which is a Sunday, and it's the end of the year reflection and letters. I'm going to be sending out some questions that I want you all to answer for the reflection part, but the letters is basically just like write a letter to If you're an intern, it's basically like, hello, new programming interns. If you're a programmer, it's going to be like, hello, dear, like, event programmers for the 1920 school year type thing. So we're basically writing letters for next year's board. Whoever's the director will be given them, and then hopefully that person will, like, pass them on to the board at the beginning of the year. So again, I'll send out more information on the reflection piece of it. That's more just for me to read over and for you to kind of reflect on your time here in the department. Which brings me to my next thing. So applications are open for all ASUN positions at this point. So if you're interested or if you know anyone in other clubs or organizations who you think would be really awesome and anyone who's expressed interest about ASUN, please let them know. It's all through, what's the job?
Workday,
thank you. So it's all on there and all the information's up there. If you are specifically interested or you know someone specifically interested about like the director of programming position, assistant director positions, please like come and talk to us or send that person to talk to us so that way we can kind of give you like answer any questions that you might have or that person might have and really like give you a full kind of show of what the position is like. Also, I just want to let you all know, as like a disclaimer, that being a part of this year's board does not guarantee you a spot or a position in ASUN next year in any form. So please just realize that, like, although it's going to look good on your resume and you can speak on your experience, like, just know that you're still competing for a job. So whatever that means to you, just like, just stick that in your brain. And then concert updates. So we kind of addressed, Gabby kind of went over them. That's all you really need to know. My question is, can anyone not make it to the concert? Like, is anyone going to be out of town on April 19th? I emailed this out like a week or two ago, but I need to know by tonight if you're not going to be in Reno for that day. So is anyone, by show of hands, not going to be in Reno for that day? Can you put the music down?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Only...
Okay, everyone else will be here that Friday? Okay, cool. Thank you. Can you both still just send us an email, like, explaining why type thing?
Yeah.
That's all we need. Yeah. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Mackenzie?
I won't know until, like, another week or so, because it depends on, like, how well my grandma's doing.
Okay.
It's, like, her holiday, because I have, like, the two families, so.
Okay. Just keep us updated. Okay. Programmer Canal.
I'm kind of on the same boat. I don't know where my family's going to want to spend Easter, either here or Vegas.
Okay. Sounds good. As soon as you find out, just let us know, so that way we can find volunteers if need be from other departments. Programmer White.
What is the time frame that you're looking for the spring concert?
The day, kind of. Like, the concert's going to be 7 to 10. However, if you remember from, like, previous years, like, we just kind of need people there in case we need help. Because last year there was only, like, myself and maybe one other person throughout the whole day, and that wasn't fun.
That was horrible.
So it was actually Gabby and I, like, the whole day basically. So we don't want to repeat that, and I won't be here that day, so it's all going to be Austin and Gabby basically running it. So I don't want to leave them stranded and alone, I think. So it's kind of like an all-day expectation, but the concert's like at night. And then, just so you are all aware, we have a meeting next week. We don't have a meeting on the 11th because that's the Diversity Summit, so instead of meeting, we'll be at the event. And then our last meeting is April 18th, so that's our last meeting as a department, and during that meeting you're going to go over the hour by hour for the concert. And then on the 25th, we're going to plan like a place to meet and go to like dinner or have some like celebratory thing. It's not mandatory for you to show up, but we'll let you know when and where we're going to be. If you would like to come, like, celebrate the year with us, you're welcome to do that. So, just putting that on your radar. And then don't forget banquet. It's in, like, a week and a half. It's Tuesday, April 9th. You all should be there. Cool? And make sure you're dressing, like, nicely. It's like a formal attire type thing. You don't have to do, like, ball gowns and, like, suits and all the things. But make sure that you're looking nice. Cool? Okay. That's all that I have. Any questions for me at all? Okay. Oh, one last thing. I'm sorry. If you have a budget, I need it by, like, tomorrow at 9 a.m. So if there's anything for any future events that you think, I don't think that there should be, but I found out we need to approve another budget for the tent frame because a leg is missing, and we were the last ones to check it out. So that means that we have to order another tent frame, even though I really don't know how that happened. So yeah. Any questions for me? Okay, seeing none, Programmer Killian, do you have a report at all?
No report.
Okay. We're going to skip old business and move straight to new business. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for the diversity speaker updated. Assistant Director Liu.
I move to approve the new budget for the diversity speaker.
Programmer Canal. I'll now open the floor to any discussion. We kind of already approved this budget. This is just like a breakdown that I asked programmers Mastrangioli and Canal to get me to kind of show you exactly what we're spending. But our department's just doing the speaker, ESI security, and miscellaneous. At the end of the day, we're only spending $15,000 on the speaker, but we're covering the president's cabinet's like fee or the committee. The Cultural Diversity Committee, they're going to give us $2,000 later. However, we're just like fronting that right now. Any questions about this budget? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the budget for the diversity speaker, please say aye.
Aye.
All those that oppose, abstentions, seeing none, budget passes. We will move back into public comment. So is there any public comment at this time? Alyssa?
So me and Michael's update. So family weekend, we have game night and then the lunch. So we found a location to move the lunch to if it's raining. So we have the rotunda and we have the breezeway. And we got approved to give out food in the breezeway. So that's going good. The Joe's all settled for all our events. She finally met with me. So that's nice.
No. Cool. Any other public comment? Questions for anyone? Assistant Director Liu?
I just wanted to remind everyone that the link for Family Weekend to sign up closes tomorrow at midnight. So if you know anyone or like you've heard anything, please inform people of that because it's closing soon.
Michael?
We are making like a trivia for the game night, so if you have any like cool facts about the school or like about Nevada that you want to put into it, let me know.
Cool. Anything else? No, seeing none, I adjourn this meeting at 7:49 a.m.